This is the Inno the Buzz podcast, helping smart businesses be even more innovative.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Welcome to episode number 80 of the Inno the Buzz podcast, designed to help smart businesses with an interest in innovation and content marketing become even more innovative. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about marketing and art. And in particular, I'm going to be sharing with you some insights that I took away from a visit yesterday to an exhibition by Vincent van Gogh. So actually an exhibition of his work. And the exhibition was titled Seasons. Now, what does Vincent van Gogh and his work have to do with marketing? Well, I believe that I recognized in his work and in the body of his work and his philosophy yesterday a metaphor for business, a metaphor for marketing, in fact, a metaphor for life. But specifically today, we're going to be talking about marketing. So just backing up a little bit, yesterday I did go to the exhibition, Van Gogh and the Seasons, and it struck me how Van Gogh was inspired by the seasons. So he looked at a lot of inspiration from the different seasons and from the changes, the transformations that happen from one season to another. And he saw beauty in every single season and a unique beauty in each particular season. So he was inspired, as I said, to the seasons, and the work yesterday, that or the exhibition, was split into four sections, each devoted to one of those four seasons. And as I explored those and kind of learned a lot more about Van Gogh's profound connection to nature through all the paintings there, and there were some magnificent paintings there, let me tell you, it really dawned on me that his entire life's work presented in that manner represented a metaphor for business and marketing. So he looked at the seasons, he looked at cycles. It was displayed in a way that, you know, there was the depths of despair, of cold and bleak periods, which were winter, and even in winter he found beauty. But then the rebirth of spring, the growth that that brought with it, then the light, the warmth, and the sunshine in summer, and the really stark, bright contrasts and colours that he displayed as a result of that. And of course, the harvest, the colour and beauty of the autumn, and that not only represented harvest, but also a reward. And then, of course, the cycle repeats itself, as we know, because then winter follows autumn and spring, summer, autumn again, and so on. So for me, marketing is a cycle, and it's a cycle of preparation, which you could consider the winter period, of nurturing, which might be the spring period and the summer period, and then the harvest, which is where you're in the sales and delivery phase and the reward phase. So that's what I got out of that exhibition yesterday, apart from the fact that there was some magnificent paint. Well, there were a lot of magnificent paintings there, as I said. The other thing that struck me was, and I hadn't known this before, that Van Gogh was actually very eloquent in his words. And reading some of the letters that he wrote to his mother and the letters that he wrote to his younger brother, with whom he was very close, it struck me that his language and his use of language was at a very high level. Whilst he talked a lot about dreaming of painting and colours and very visual language, which is what you would expect of somebody that was able to represent that visual aspect so beautifully, he also talked a lot about feelings. And one of the things that he points out is that the feelings that people have when they see his paintings is what he was wanting the person to actually experience. So he talks about the experience his viewer has of the painting, and he wanted to represent his feelings of looking at that particular scene in the painting so that others could also experience that. But he also talks about hearing the sounds of the scenes. Let me just find a couple of quotes here which I've got open. So he says, "I hear a voice within every painting," and he likes to represent that. So he makes use of language at all of the different modalities. Very visual, obviously, but he also talks a lot in feeling language, kinesthetic language. He talks in auditory language, so listening to the sounds, and also around the experience of it. That kind of struck me as well. And I think when we talk about marketing, delivering a message to your target market is very much about using language at a level that is going to really resonate with your target market and make sure that you're using all the different modalities to describe what your offer is. I just want to share with you a couple of quotes because I saw a few things there and I thought these things are just wonderful. It's interesting that the quotes are really suited to one-line memes with Van Gogh paintings in the background. And it struck me that, you know, the artistry in his words was actually very powerful as well. So he says, "I see drawings and pictures in the poorest of huts and the dirtiest of corners." So he's saying there's beauty everywhere in what I look at, which is great. A couple of ones that I really like, where is it? It's rare. He says something about, okay, "I dream of painting and then paint my dream." I like that one, but I'm looking for one that goes along the lines of, "If there's a little voice inside," here it is, "if you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then paint, and that voice will be silenced." And I thought that's just so profound, that statement. As you can hear, I was very inspired by this, and I'm going to talk about marketing now and how what I heard yesterday is related to marketing. As I said, marketing for me is a journey. It's taking a person or a business on a journey, and that journey is a cycle, just like the seasons. Just like Van Gogh points out, there's beauty in every part of that cycle, and there are rewards of different types within every part of that cycle. Now, for me, the marketing cycle goes like this. We start off with being really clear about who our target market is, because the more we focus, the more we narrow down that target market, the clearer we get about who it is that we help, the better and the more successful that whole journey will be. So remember that I've talked a lot about transformational marketing. So this is about transforming a target market, taking them on a journey when at the end of that journey, they're transformed. Getting really clear about the target market is the first step. Now, the second step, of course, then is being really clear about what's their biggest problem and what's their biggest need. That involves drilling down some more on what that target market really wants. What are their aspirations? What are the problems and challenges they are facing? And being really clear about that. The third step then is developing that message. And this is where I mentioned about Van Gogh and his use of language is really important here. So this is about being clear as to what you have to offer the target market and a solution to the biggest problem, but then expressing that in a way that they really understand how this is going to benefit them. What is the promise that you're making and how the delivery of that promise is going to transform your target market. Then the fourth step is, how am I going to deliver, or how are we going to deliver that message to the target market? What media are we going to use? We need to find where those people are. We need to find where those businesses are and deliver the message everywhere where they will be. So we need multiple channels. We need good content. We need to consider how we reach potential customers in the places that they're likely to be. Then, of course, the next part of delivering that message is, how are we going to get their attention? It's fine to have a message that we can deliver, but if it's like junk mail in the letterbox, which generally, and certainly in my household, ends up in the shortest path to the rubbish bin, you certainly don't want your message or our message. We don't want our message to have that fate. Once we have their attention, of course, then we need to capture some details and put them into our lead system. So a lead system is one where you then have the ability to continue a dialogue with the particular people who are interested in what you have to offer and develop a relationship with them. So the first step of that is lead capture, usually online. That would take the form of someone giving you their email in return for getting something that's of value to them. Then the next step of the marketing journey is nurturing that lead. So continuing to provide them with information and useful tools that address their specific problem or need. In doing so, you're continuing to build that relationship, you're building trust, and you're demonstrating that what you have is actually of value to those leads. The eighth step, we're up to number eight, I think, is the sales conversion strategy. At this point, we're basically saying we've built a relationship, we've demonstrated that there's a fit between the needs of this particular audience and what you have to offer, and that you are able to transform them. So now it's time for them to cross the threshold, pay the money for the service or product that you are offering. Usually that's where the old style marketing is finished. And this is why I say, hey, marketing is a journey, it's a cycle. So the next step, of course, you've sold a product, you've sold a service, is to deliver an exceptional experience. Actually do what you say you're going to do, but do it in a way that is exceptional and that your target market, or who is now a customer, of course, are transformed. Having delivered that exceptional experience, what else can you offer? How else can you help that target market? This is around building a long-term relationship. So how else can you help them? What else is it that they need? What are their other problems? And now we're starting to loop back a little bit, because now we have to look at target market. What's their big problem again? Because this might be a different big problem. And the other part of that, although I've listed this as step nine in my little bullet point diagram that I'm working off here, is how do I orchestrate and stimulate referrals from that target market? Now that I've delivered an exceptional experience, now that I've demonstrated to them that I've transformed them, or I'm taking them on this transformative journey, how do I get them to put me in front of other people that I can help? And of course, by doing that, they look like heroes as well. The final step, and here's where the circle closes, is we celebrate, rinse and repeat. We celebrate with our customer because hopefully at this stage, they've been totally transformed. They're now a master of this little process, and they might even be able to put this process in place in their own marketing without your help at this stage. That actually is the target, even though it may not be a short-term gain for your business, but long-term it is. By having that last step in place, it kind of loops us back into, okay, let's rinse and repeat, target market. So what's the next problem? What's the next target market? If you've transformed everybody in a little niche, then maybe this is the point where you niche out a little broader. Maybe this is the point where you take on other products or other problems and services that you might be able to provide. There it is. So there's four segments to that, which is interesting because that brings us back to the four seasons and the parallels that I drew at the beginning of Van Gogh and his inspiration from the four seasons. So we have kind of the winter season, which is the before people know about you, where it's up to you or up to us as a business to do the work in terms of defining the target market, defining what their problem is. Obviously, there's some research to do there. There's some preparation. There's a lot of thinking to be done. It's the winter phase of this marketing model, if you like. Then we get on to the spring phase, which is where we're now out and sowing the seeds, if you like, getting attention, capturing leads, building a nurturing system, building a sales conversion system. And then the summertime is where we're actually operating, doing the operations work, delivering an exceptional experience. And I need to learn how to say that, right? Delivering an exceptional experience. Delivering more value to the customer and building that relationship, nurturing that relationship by providing them with more tools, with more products, with more services that are going to help them grow their business. Then the orchestrating and stimulating referrals, which is like the first part of the harvest, which remember autumn is the harvest season, the reward season, which is where we celebrate, we rinse and repeat, and we get ready to start the cycle again. For me, reflecting on the beauty of the paintings of Van Gogh and the motivation behind that, which I, you know, it's my attribution. I attributed these motivations in what I saw yesterday. But how that, for me, was a metaphor for business and for marketing. I hope that's useful to think about as a model, as a metaphor. In the next series of podcasts, I will break down this framework because it is a marketing framework. And if you've been following my podcasts for a little while, you know that I love frameworks. I'll break down this framework a little bit more, dig deeper on each of the 12 steps, and hopefully add some value to your own understanding of a cycle, a marketing cycle as a framework. In the meantime, I'll post some links underneath the show notes of this episode today where you can actually have a look at some of the paintings and read some background of the Van Gogh Seasons exhibition that was held in the Melbourne Gallery. I think it finishes up this week, so it's in the last sessions. If you have a chance to see that, whether it's in the next few days in Melbourne or whether it goes somewhere else, I don't know where it's off to next, I highly recommend that you go and see it. It is something absolutely awesome. If you're into art in any form or other, even if you're not into art, I'd suggest you go and have a look. It's just stunning. Now, next week, we're going to have another awesome guest on the podcast. Listen out for that. But in the meantime, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss a future episode. So you can do that over on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever your favorite podcast app is. We would love you to leave us a review on iTunes in particular because it does help us get found and it helps us spread this information to an even bigger audience. We do have a pretty sizable audience, but we always like to share as far and wide as we can. If there's anything that you'd like us to cover or questions you want answered on a future and Overbuzz podcast or guests that you'd like us to interview, then please send those to us and we'll see what we can do. As far as the guests go, questions, we can always work out how to answer those. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from an Overbiz. Remember, if you don't innovate, you'll stagnate. So think big, be adventurous, and keep innovating.